on, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second hour on this Thursday, March 14th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Not only did the RNC sue Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her Director of Elections, Jonathan Brader, but they also filed a lawsuit against ERIC. E-R-I-C. Who is ERIC? Well, ERIC is an organization in charge of monitoring qualified voter files. In the research we were able to do, finds that most of their funding comes from two sources. Can you guess who the two sources are? You got it. George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. Several states have dropped ERIC, which the acronym stands for the Electronic Registration Information Center. Formerly led by Democrat activist David Becker. Do you know who David Becker is? He's a lieutenant for George Soros, very high up on his politically active organizations. However, the state of Michigan, even though other states have dropped ERIC, Electronic Registration Information Center, Michigan continues to pay ERIC. And who pays it? Jocelyn Benson out of her budget for Secretary of State. And has assigned Michigan's Director of Elections, Jonathan Brader, to oversee ERIC's activities here in the state of Michigan. This guy was handpicked by Benson to, quote, clean up, end quote, Michigan's voter rolls. So far, ERIC has failed miserably, leaving the task to groups like Check My Vote to find fake addresses, fake voters, dead voters, and voters who no longer live in the state, fighting to get them removed from the voter rolls with the local clerks. I got a very simple question, and this is the primary reason Vicky's running for county clerk in Antrim County. Why would a county clerk, 83 counties, if presented with the evidence, the facts, not remove somebody from the qualified voter file. Why? Why? Because they got an executive directive from Jocelyn Benson telling clerks that they cannot remove people from the qualified voter files unless they jump through a bunch of hoops. You have to try to contact that person by phone. You need to contact them by email. You need to go over and knock on their door. You need to send them a certified letter at the registered address they're registered to vote for or at. Once you do all those things and verify that you can't get a hold of this person and they cannot confirm that they're still living in the state or they're still living at all, then only then can you remove them. Well, there's an alternative option available to clerks. We'll talk about that on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Welcome back into the show. Breaking down this story from the Gateway Pundit. The lawsuit that the RNC filed in Michigan, Washington, D.C., and all the territories of the United States wanting the qualified voter files to be cleaned up specifically states that the Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and the Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader, who is also the chair for ERIC, Electronic Registration Information Center, have failed to meet the requirements outlined in Section 8 of the NRVA. What is the NRVA? The National Voter Registration Act, which requires the states to maintain clean and accurate voter registration records. Again, out of the 83 counties in Michigan, the lawsuit claims that at least 53 have more active registered voters than adult citizens over the age of 18. 23 have registrations exceeding 90% of adult citizens over the age of 18. First of all, folks, have obviously more registered voters than you do adults is clearly obvious that your municipality, your county, is filled with a bunch of dead people and people who no longer live in the state or in your county. But 90%? Another 23. So if you add 23 that have 90% of the adult population registered, which is mathematically impossible, how many people do you know aren't registered to vote or don't even bother to vote? A ton of people. I know because we've canvassed, we've knocked on doors. They've been on our walking list. The last time they voted in a Republican primary for president. We know exactly who they are. We go up and knock on their door. Oh, I'm no longer registered to vote. Well, you're on the list. No, I told my clerk to take me off. I didn't want a ballot. I wasn't going to vote. I'm fed up with the election process. I'm done. I had her remove me. Well, she didn't. Well, we don't vote. And I'm wasting my time talking. You have a nice day, and they slam the door in your face. I've had it happen to me. The lawsuit states, quote, the number of voters age 18 and over, at that high of a percentage, is impossible. Comparing the registered active voter count to the 2020 census, data reveals that 53 counties have active voter registration rates at above 100% of their adult citizen age voting population. The 53 Michigan counties with registration rates at or above 100% of the adult population include, and these are in alphabetical order, Alcona, 112%, Allegan, 104%, Alpena in our listening area, 101%, in our Antrim County, 111%. Of 18-year-old and older are registered on our qualified voter files in Cheryl Guy's office. Aranac, 104. Barry, 102. Benzie, 108. Berrien, 102. Calhoun, 101. Cass, 101. Oscar Barton, you listening? Chairwoman for the Charlevoix County Republican Party, 105%. Rick Selva, chair in Sheboygan County, Sheboygan, 104%. Dan Bonamy, the previous vice chair, 110%, almost as high as Antrim. Delta in the UP, 104%. Dickinson, 100%. Emmett County, Petoskey, 104%. Genesee County, 104%. Gladwin, 103%. Gogebic in the western part of the UP, 101%. Grand Traverse, 101%. Huron, 100%. Iosco, 104%. Iron, 106%. Kalkaska, the highest so far, 115%. Dave Ajima, Barb Ajima's, Kent County, 100%. Keweenaw, up there, Mary Sears, in the western part of the UP, 114%. Lapeer, 102%. William Hamilton, did you hear that? Sylvia Jones, Mrs. Jones, Yord Leelanau, 108%. Trucker Rick, Officer Rick, Yord Livingston County, 102%. Roxanne Dufort, Chairwoman of the Mackinac County Republican Party, 114%. Brian Panabaker, your Macomb County, 101%. Mason, 104%. Menominee, 101%. Dare Rendon, your Maasauke County, 106%. Monroe, 100%. Mount Morenzi, hey, Todd Smallenberg, you listening? 110%. Muskegon, 101%. Nuevo, 103%. Oakland County, 101%. Oceana, 105%. Ogama, up in the western part of the UP, 106%. Ontonagon, 101%. Osceola, 101%. Oscoda, right next door to Mount Morenzi, 110%. Ian Murphy, Stephanie Jacobson, Michael, all you guys over there in Otsego, 111%. Oh, Bob Britsky, chairman of the Presque Isle County Republican Party, Sherry LaFave, Jimmy Rieger, Sheriff Joe Brubaker, your Presque Isle, 107%. Schoolcraft, 107%. Roscommon, 110%. Shiawassee, 102%. St. Clair, 102%. Van Buren, 104%. Wayne County, Detroit, Michigan, 117%, the highest. And Wexford came in at 105%. Additionally, 23 counties exceed 90% of the adult population over the age of 18. Every other almost county, because we only have 83. If you add 53 and 23 together, you end up with 76 out of 83 counties. Alger's at 98. Berrigan, 95. Bay, 99. Branch, 96. Clinton, 98. Eaton, 98. Hillsdale, 95. Jackson, 94. Kalamazoo, 95. Lake, Rod Wheeler. Tracy, you listening? Lake, 98%. Registered voters of your adults, you got 98%. 98 of 100 people in your Lake County are registered to vote. Right. Unbelievable. Marquette's at 93. Macosta's at 91. Montcalm is 95. Ottawa, 98. Saginaw, 99. Sanilac, 97, St. Joseph, 99, Tuscola, 98, and Washtenaw, 93%. The RNC lawsuit states, this is not the first time Michigan has failed to abide by the NVRA, the National Voter Registration Act. In 2020, Michigan election officials were sued in court for violating NVRA. It was Daunt versus Benson. At the time, Michigan had one county with registration rates in excess of 100% of the voting age population and 15 counties that were at 90. Folks, this was as a result of that lawsuit from 2020. One county had in excess of 100% of their adult population, and only 15 with above 90. Now we have 53 above 100% and 23 above 90. The state defendants decided to dismiss the case because the court denied their motions. Failure to have legal standing. Well, it's different this time. because they have two plaintiffs that are both running for office in this year's election. One's running for a county commissioner position in Ottawa County. Another one is running for a city clerk position. Well, soon after the court denied the motions to dismiss the case, the Secretary of State publicly announced that election officials would cancel the registration of 177,000 former voters who either surrendered their Michigan driver's license to another state or had their election mail returned as being undeliverable. In addition, the Bureau of Elections declared it would provide local election clerks the absentee ballot applications returned as undeliverable to the Bureau of Election for removal off the qualified voter files. The Electronic Registration Information Center, ERIC, based on these representations, had the case dismissed because they claimed the defendants at the time, or the plaintiffs at the time, did not have legal standing. But since Tony Daunt sued Jocelyn Benson, it's gotten exponentially worse in the state of Michigan. The lawsuit states, Michigan's impossibly high registration rates, large rates of inactive registered voters, low numbers of address confirmations, and low numbers of removals indicate an ongoing systemic problem with the qualified voter list, its maintenance, and efforts to clean it up. Defendants' failure to maintain an accurate voter roll violates federal law and jeopardizes the integrity of the state's upcoming elections, August 6th primary and November 5th general election. Well, just 10 days ago on March 4th, a Joe Biden-appointed judge dismissed a similar case filed by the Public Interest Legal Foundation against Michigan's dishonest Secretary of State, claiming that Jocelyn Benson had violated federal law by allowing over 27,000 dead, deceased voters to remain on the qualified voter files. The decision by U.S. District Court Judge Jane Beckering of the Western District of Michigan sent shockwaves through Michigan as citizens strongly believe dead voters have no business being on the qualified voter files and questioned why Jocelyn Benson was fighting so hard to keep them on there until after the 24 election. Folks, this is simple. Dead people that are on the qualified voter files have the right to cast a ballot. Did you hear what I said? Dead people have the right to cast a ballot if they're on the qualified files. But with the Democrats knowing full well that they're dead, they are able to access those names, addresses, and submit a ballot via absentee ballot. All you got to do is get an absentee ballot to that address and file it. Now I have one simple question. If the Democrats are able to do it, why aren't Republicans? Oh, that's right. Republicans don't cheat. Democrats do. Bottom line. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.